remember this sound. You heard it in Scotland. Now every night when you go to sleep, no matter where you are, you'll hear my voice and think about what we told you back then. Think hard. You don't want to make a mistake.
Kev!
Only the Good Die Young by Sean Prendergast. Episode 1.
Many people?
21, of course.
21 years, 21 people. Great. I love birthdays. Bit of Stevie Wonder memories. Happy birthday to ya.
Frank, give us a break, will you?
Kim, please.
Well, Mum.
I'm only trying to help, Kim.
Well, don't. It's my birthday and my party and I can manage. So sod off.
Yeah, I can take a heat.
Kim, he's just trying to take an interest. Oh, come on. Talk to me.
Nothing to say.
Bollocks.
Oh, Mum, do you have to?
What?
Swear like that. It's not ladylike.
Would you believe it?
What have I done now?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Well, it's just when I lay back in that field with your dad at the summer solstice.
Bonnet, give us a break.
Little did I realise my child of peace, love and sunshine...
Nauseates.
...to grow up into a 21-year-old who objects to me saying bollocks.
Look, Mum, you're you and I'm me, right? I don't like it any more than you do.
Kim? Kim? Kim, come on, love. I'm sorry.
Oh, come here.
What's the matter?
Look, Mum, Frank's great. It's just...
Yeah?
He's going to be at the party and Dad isn't.
Your dad didn't want to die, you know. You were his princess. He hung on till your birthday. Remember? And watched your face as you unwrapped your presents. The effort it took him to light 5 candles. The pain.
I know about pain.
Yes, I know you do. And so do I. The pain of watching him slip away. The pain of losing that love. My heart still hurts. Really. In here. It actually hurts. Sometimes I wish I'd never met him.
I still can't forgive him.
It was cancer.
It was selfish. And Frank can't take his place, especially on my birthday. It wouldn't be so bad if Mike was here, but he's gallivanting off round Europe.
Gallivanting?
I just feel lonely and left out and... Bollocks, Mum.
Anyway, it might be a blessing in disguise, Mike not being able to make your party.
Why?
You've been getting very serious lately. Perhaps by the time he gets back, you'll have found someone else to dance the smoochy numbers with.
Shut up.
Mates. Can somebody get that? Can somebody get the door?
Oh, sit down, I'll get it.
Where's your mum and dad?
He's not my dad. There's a Grateful Dead concert in town. Frank couldn't get his beads on.
choose your parents' lovers.
It's just so unsuitable.
Close your eyes, Kim.
What?
Don't turn round, just close your eyes. Now, I have a surprise guest here. I want you to hold their hand and go with them. Don't open your eyes.
Where are we going? Not upstairs.
Keep your eyes closed.
If this is some King Dongogram, I'll strangle you.
Two, three.
Happy birthday, love.
Whether you're white or black, everybody in the house get down and get black. Let the music get in. You look wonderful.
As ever.
You look terrible.
Oh, flatterer. Did you get my postcards?
Everyone. Kept them all.
Liar.
See? Pink ribbon and everything. Seriously, Mike, you don't look good.
No, not sleeping. I'm having a lot of nightmares recently. Like, don't worry about it.
How was France?
Oh, great. And Germany. Didn't go a bundle on Denmark, though.
Why didn't you let me know you were coming?
I didn't know myself until the last minute. And I've done a lot of thinking. And I have come to a decision.
Yeah?
Two decisions.
Tell me.
Mike Fisher and Peregrine Communication Systems. A parting company.
But, Mike, why? You all said there was a great future there. One day we'd start the agency and go into business on our own and...
Get married? So let's do it.
What?
Get married.
When?
As soon as you like.
We said we'd wait.
Oh, sod waiting. Look, I'm leaving computers, Kim. It's doing my head in. I want to leave with something to look forward to. I want it to be you. Why won't you trust that?
I do trust you. It's just... Give me time to think.
Do we team up and go for the jackpot? Or spend the rest of our lives humping on a bed full of overcoats?
Oh, Mr. Fisher. You say the sweetest things.
Stone here? Yes? Really? Fisher? Yes, I'll just call up the file. Really? So soon? And in full glare of the press? Well, that could have its uses. To leave altogether, that's quite out of the question. So, date? Time? No, leave it with me. Ah, the folly of the young. Get me Miss G immediately.
Oh, morning, Mike.
Hi.
There was a reporter snooping round earlier. Big day, eh? All set for the great adventure, then?
Yep. The condemned man ate a hearty breakfast, then had his hair cut.
I've been married 37 years, lad. You want a spot of advice?
Sure.
Don't friggy do it, mate.
Thanks, Joe. You're a beacon of light in a dark, dark world. Whoops. Better get the phone. See you later.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll get it.
Hello?
Michael, you know who this is?
Yes.
Good. You know what you must do? Put on the special clothes, go to the car and pick up the telephone.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
That's him there.
Mr. Fisher, Evening Herald. Why the costume? Just a couple of words. Mr. Fisher!
Mike! Is everything all right, Mike?
Just like that. Jeff, you kill in the car! Get a shot of the car!
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're dressed as I told you.
I am.
Good man. The nightmare will be over soon. You know what to do. It hurts. What hurts?
My head.
Betrayal is painful, Mike.
I didn't betray anyone.
Kim did. She did. You know that. I know it. Everyone knows it. Faster, Mike. Drive faster. What's wrong?
Police car.
Drive faster. You know where to drive to. You know the place. You've driven past it so many times. That's it, Mike. It'll all be over soon. The pain and humiliation and the hurt and the hatred. Drive.
Smell a publicity stunt.
Well, just stall them.
What am I supposed to say?
Hey, I think you idiot. Just do it.
Right. Thanks.
Where's Detective Sergeant Love?
Over by the recovery vehicle, sir.
Thanks.
The idea of DS Love.
Don't they make a gorgeous couple?
I friggin' heard that, Wallace. One more crack, you'll be back on traffic.
Something wrong, sir?
Nothing, love. Just those two plods playing out their private little sitcom. So, what's on the board, Miss Ford?
Patrol car spotted him, gave chase, but before they could catch him, he hit the barrier. Panda boys reckon he drove straight at it. Car somersaulted over and blew. Just winching it up now, sir.
It's in a hell of a state.
Yeah.
Identification?
Not on the body, but the registration is for Mr. Michael Fisher. 25 years old, lives in Guildford.
Your neck of the woods.
I was at school with him. A few years below me, if it's him.
Why shouldn't he be?
Well, the corpse was off to a fancy dress party by the look of it. Mike Fisher's due to get married this afternoon.
You're very well informed. Friend of the family?
Friend of the bride. Once upon a time.
Flash car for a young lad?
Well, he's a whiz kid. Came off money, made even more.
Suicide cuts across the social barriers. Saw a documentary about it once.
Money can't buy me love.
This is a police investigation, not an edition of Name That Tune. Come on, I'm getting lung cancer. Just breathe in this.
How come you work all the hours God sends and you still manage to see every television programme made?
I record them. Watch them at night.
Every day?
Every day. Anything's better than sleeping with a wife. Well, let's see what the coroner has to say. Then go and spoil a wedding.
There now, love. There.
Look, detective, whatever your name is.
Dear sir, George, dear.
Look, dear, you can see the state she's in. There's nothing you can do about these bloody journalists.
I've got two uniforms on the gate, sir, but there's a pack of them out there. I'm doing all I can. I just advise Miss Drake to stay indoors.
Here's a cup of tea for her.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate all this is very upsetting, but in the circumstances, I'm afraid we have to ask these questions.
Look, Detective Inspector.
All right, Mum, I'll answer. No, Mr. Dear.
Just plain dear will do.
No. I can't think of any particular stress he was under. He had everything to live for. He decided to leave his job.
That's with...
PCS.
That stands for...
Peregrine Communication Systems.
Have you got that, love?
Sir, Kim, Miss Drake. Pardon me for asking, but you've no reason to believe he was apprehensive about the wedding itself.
None.
Leave her alone.
Detective Sergeant Love has every right to ask questions.
Detective Sergeant now, is it? Who said pigs don't fly? Talk to Roger, his best man. They went for a bloody haircut earlier this morning. Mike was as right as rain. Ask Roger.
We intend
to. Ask Mike's dad.
We already have when he identified the body.
Well, why do you keep going on and on about Mike's state of mind?
Well, it wasn't just a crash.
Huh? What do you mean?
Love?
Mr. Fisher was spotted at 1 p.m. today driving erratically in the wrong lane of the A281, just outside Godalming. Shall I go on, sir?
Spell it out.
Patrol officers attempted to make him pull over, but apparently when Mr. Fisher saw them, he gunned the engine and headed straight for the barrier. The car somersaulted and left the road. His body was thrown clear.
There's more. And the rest, love.
When Mr. Fisher's body was found, he was dressed in stockings, suspender belt, purple silk basque and lace, split crotch panties. We think he was spotted by a reporter, hence their vociferous interest.
Come here, love.
Yes, madam.
I'm talking to Kim. What'll happen?
Well, it looks like a breakdown compounded with sexual deviation. The coroner will almost certainly give a verdict that he took his own life whilst the balance of his mind was disturbed.
I don't believe it. I talked to him the night before. He wouldn't.
Kim, love.
He wanted to marry me. He wanted to. He wouldn't leave me.
Love, get the doctor in here.
No, I don't want an injection. I don't want any pills. I'm telling you, it's not true. I don't believe it. No. He asked me to marry him. He asked me because he loved me. He wouldn't leave me.
The doctor's given her a sedative.
The detective inspector apologises. He's had to go. Sorry I had to be the one to break the news.
It's your job, Alan. Will you be back?
Difficult to say. We've talked to Mr. Fisher's dad. Apparently there's also a brother up in Oxford, Todd. He's famous, isn't he? Inventor.
Yes.
Apparently they weren't close. Anyway, despite the bizarre circumstances, it really does look like he committed suicide. I know Kim doesn't think so.
She's in no fit state to think anything.
Well, I'm sure after a good night's sleep, she'll feel...
just terrible, I should imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect you're right.
So little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard
to... momentous decisions.
Mike, why did you do it?
I did a lot of thinking and a lot of talking.
Mike, I know you think I'm...
a lot of listening and a lot of talking.
If it was a sexual thing, Mike, you could have told me. I'd have tried to understand. You could have... instead of this nightmare...
having a lot of nightmares,
Mike. You could have written to me anything. You could have phoned me.
Careful of the telephone, sir. Careful of the phone.
Mike!
Kim. Kim, darling, wake up. It's a nightmare, Kim.
It's okay, Mum. It's okay. It was Mike. Something about the telephone.
No, that was me. There's a phone call for you.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
I know. But the man says he's speaking on behalf of Todd Fisher. Do you want to take the call?
Yeah, sure. Give me a sec.
Miss G. Excellent. I'm delighted to hear it. And the local police in charge. Dear and love. No, I didn't suggest you were joking, Miss G. Well, splendid. I think we can leave the matter there. Goodbye. And I thought being called Stone made one a target at school.
Kim Drake.
John Mashler. We spoke on the phone yesterday. Please come in. Mr. Todd is taking breakfast at the moment. Perhaps you'd wait.
Of course.
I should warn you that his condition has worsened considerably, even since the last pictures. He's not a pretty sight. The skin's rotting and there is an odour. Just to warn you.
What's wrong with him?
He has a collection of diseases. Syringomyelia, paralysis, muscular atrophy, neurofibromatosis. Ask him yourself. Also about computer design, the furthest reaches of mathematics. Anything you like. He's particularly good on the history of Tamla Motown.
Hardly a vegetable.
Quite the opposite. He spent some weeks last year designing a system to synthesize his thoughts into speech.
How?
Electrodes read his brainwaves. He's trained his mind to manipulate the computer and command the synthesizer to produce any sound he wishes. So, be prepared. Ah, here's the nurse.
I'm all finished.
Thank you, nurse. How is he today?
Pain in the ass, as usual. Opinionated, self-important, and a lecherous bastard to boot.
You make him sound quite scary.
He's a sweetheart and a monster. The balance shifts from day to day.
Ah, he stopped playing. He'll see you now. Shall we? Now, smile, be yourself, and above all, do not flinch. Hmm? Follow me. Miss Kim Drake.
Mr. Fisher. Todd?
Hello, Miss Drake.
Ah, do not shudder so, sweet lady. It's a rotten sparrow's carcass, I know, but all I have... John, fetch a glass of water before she throws up and perfumes the air in here.
Sir.
I was startled by the music.
Sweet lives. Life in my head is so boring, Kim. I often add musical accompaniment. It's grand to have an orchestra at one's temple tips and a refreshing challenge to play all 47 scored parts with one half of the brain and at the same time conduct a conversation with the other. I couldn't resist that moment. Your face... when you saw mine, pure German expressionism, spotlit as you are in the shaft of sunlight from the leaded window panes, the dust motes dancing about your hair like a crown of fireflies, and all the while a cringing inside with an attack of the collywobbles. Of course, I can understand it. To be faced with this rotting, pestilent frame of mine would make a leper surgeon shake. Perhaps you really despise the classics.
I love them.
Favorites?
Mozart.
Inevitable, but always a delight to play. And so suitably chilling.
John said on the phone you wanted to see me.
I was curious. If I'd known of your beauty, I'd have arranged a meeting earlier.
You flatter me.
You know you're beautiful.
Yes.
Are you intelligent?
I think so. Not in your league.
Indeed not.
Try me.
My brother is dead. The police say suicide. What do you think?
I think they're wrong.
Lying?
I don't think so, no. People say all sorts of things about the police, but I don't believe most of it. I think the left spread a lot of stories.
And what about the things they say about my brother?
I don't believe those either.
It's any consolation, neither do I. Kim, there is only so much I can do here, hooked to my gadgets and gizmos. But something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Not just Denmark, but Germany, France, and England too. Mike cut short his holiday to return to, yes?
Yes. How do you know that?
Contacts. Try no further. The essence of any secure investigation is that it takes place on a needs-to-know basis only. Compartmentalize, dear Kim. That is the cunning way. All I can tell you is that I shall pursue my lines of inquiry, and should you wish to, you should pursue yours.
Where do I start?
Start with the journey. Find out where he went and why, and then tell me what you think I need to know. Now go. You've taken up too much of my Sunday already, and please...
Yes?
At the funeral, blow my little brother a kiss from me.
I will.
And where does the situation stand now?
The body has been released for cremation, Mr. Stone. The media are still hounding the girl, and she's sticking to her beliefs.
But the boy dressed as a woman and topped himself publicly.
Quite. The media regard her story as the typical reaction of a young woman in love. Of course, there is speculation that he was killed as a warning to others, not to try and break away.
Good, that's the idea.
Any word on the next assignment?
It will inevitably be linked with Bird in Hand once we've cleared that mess up. I think you and I will deserve a break, Miss G.
Well, call me when you need me next.
Sit by the phone. You never know in this game.
I'm lost.
You're meant to be.
Shut up, Frank.
Thank you. Which way now?
Left, down here.
How do you know?
Mike taught me. He knew every maze in southern England. Okay, you two have come far enough. Wait here.
Where you go? Don't leave us.
Mike's favourite place was the centre of the maze. I want to scatter his ashes alone. It won't take a minute. I feel a bit self-conscious now. I don't know whether to just unscrew the urn and tip you out. I should say something. Are you here with me, Mike? I mean, I know you're with me in my heart. I thought you'd like to be scattered here. And I promise you that I'll try and do the same. Get to the heart of the puzzle. I love you, Mike. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. And a kiss from Todd.
Only the Good Die Young starred Cyril Jenkins as Kim, Neil Roberts as Mike, Kate Binchy as Anne, Sean Prendergast as Frank, Kenneth Cranham as Stone, Anne Davis as Miss G, and Jack Claff as Todd. Eric Allen played D-Idea, Jonathan Taffler, D.S. Love, Terence Edmund, John, Caroline Strong, Emma, and Nicola Boyce, Mary. Only the Good Die Young was written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Adrian Beams.